Welcome to the Avalanche Basin podcast series. The Avalanche Basin in Glacier National Park is a treasure trove of sights, sounds, and smells. The sculpting work of ice and water and the basin's wet climate have, over thousands of years, created a biologically rich environment that is unique within the park. To truly tell the rich story of life in the Avalanche Basin and to understand its complexities, the Crown of the Continent Research Learning Center partnered with graduate students from the University of Montana to create podcasts on various aspects of the basin. From geology to wildlife, each podcast has a different focus, but all give insight to the feelings this special place evokes. Listen to each segment in our series to learn, explore, and experience what makes this area such an extraordinary place.
Like a giant mouth gaping open to catch rain from the sky, Avalanche Basin in Glacier National Park is a spectacular place. Here, visitors and inhabitants alike are dwarfed by the high rocky peaks that rise from the north and east sides of Avalanche Lake as you come upon it from the Trail of Cedars. Tree-covered Mount Edwards on the opposite end is carpeted in choruses of conifers standing tall. Blue sky and pallid clouds in summer, a muted blanket of white-gray in winter, each hue is reflected in the wide, low surface of the water at the bottom of the cliffs, at the center of it all. Avalanche Lake's water and ice fills the trough of the basin to its pebbled edges, above which the steep magnificence of mountains juts upward toward a halo of rocky rims in the sky. On slate-colored nor'eastern peaks, water runs down the face of craggy ridges in a handful of narrow falls, white with speed as it flows over vertical rocks and boulders. The presence of water in this quiet place determines not only the fish, insects, and other creatures that live in the lake, but also those animals, large and small, that live along the cascading ridges and surrounding groves. Furthermore, it imparts the feel of moisture on skin and the hushed growl emitted as white, tendril-like falls crash into the still waters of the lake. The brilliant glare of summer sun on water or on the hauntingly even expanse of winter snow strikes the eye and cannot be ignored. Movement permeates this place. Avalanches often bring down from the naked rocky rim alpine plants that struggle to scrape together their basic needs lower in the basin. The tiny aquatic life forms that call the lake their home float at the surface during the heat of day, sinking to slightly deeper waters at night. The depth of the lake barely exceeds the height of a man, except for at the far northeast end. Avalanches also brought down, over seasons and centuries, sediments from the top of the basin. The detritus often gives the lake a blue-green, foggy hue. Light green algae blankets the smaller stones and pebbles of the shore, where toads are wont to roam, and where, farther from the water during the wet season, snails and frogs may be found. Stoneflies hum quietly in late summer, a presence that the healthy trout population makes use of, as the insects dip their abdomens, full of eggs, on the surface of rushing water to deposit their progeny. A snap, a flip, a ripple, and below the surface, another satiated belly. Though what glaciers remain are far above this seemingly calm, wide basin in the earth, violent shifts of snow and rock bring what is high, low, as does the constant flow of the falls. The water, an opaque turquoise color due to suspended glacial silt, laps the small pebbles of the beach. Creatures large and small travel the paths that they must to find their most suitable habitats, the best combination of water, sun, and nutrients that Avalanche Basin has to offer. We too, the visitors to this place, travel in and out, thankful for the respite of such a graceful, fierce place.
Funding for this project was provided by the Glacier National Park Fund.